Some investors are looking to China for opportunity, including a Seattle-based venture that will offer long-term senior care. It's opening an assisted living facility in Shanghai next year, the first foreign investor to do so. Ruby DeLuna, member station KUOW in Seattle, has more.
Okay. 065.
At this senior housing near Seattle, there's usually some kind of evening activity for residents. Tonight, it's bingo, and folks are playing for candy. The big prize? Stuffed animals.
Who has bingo? Okay, that's one bingo. We need two more.
This very American model for assisted living is being translated for Shanghai. The new venture is called Cascade Healthcare, a partnership of two Seattle companies, Columbia Pacific and Emeritus Corporation. The concept is American, but the specifics will be customized to China. So instead of bingo, residents will play mahjong.
We will not serve Western-style food. It will be total Chinese. And also we will incorporate Chinese medicine into our program.
That's Serena She, Managing Director of Cascade Healthcare. She has been commuting between Seattle and Shanghai to oversee the project. The facility that's opening next spring will house up to 100 residents. She says it'll provide skilled nursing for seniors who require more medical care and help with daily living.
Such as how they will be bathed, how the medication should be given to them. All these will be to the U.S. standard, which I think in China at the moment, the facility that run by the government, they probably still need to do a better job.
She says there's a big demand for senior housing in China, where the wait could take as long as 2 years for an open bed. It's a struggle that Shan knows firsthand. Her family couldn't find a place that specialized in dementia care for her grandmother, so her mother and the rest of her family took care of her. Shan says the experience underscores the dearth of elder care options in China, and it's going to get worse as the number of seniors is rapidly rising. It used to be that children took care of their elderly parents, but China's one-child policy means there are fewer young people to take that on. And Chia says China's economic growth is creating a new reality for families.
These days, people are so busy and working, and they've committing so much time to their work and taking care of their family, that including their children, and they just don't have as much time to care for their parents.
Definitely the demand is there in terms of the number of people that are elderly and in need of care. But demand has another aspect, which is ability and willingness to pay.
Karen Eggleston is a health economist and director of the Asia Health Program at Stanford University. She says other Asian countries like Japan and South Korea have grappled with these issues. But this is new for China, so there's a burgeoning market for what she calls great tech, or services that cater to seniors and the elderly.
One of the main challenges will be figuring out how to deliver quality, reliable senior care. If they want to get into any large share of the market, they'll have to learn how to deliver it at a lower price point.
Eggleston says American companies might also provide alternatives that may be more affordable than residential services, like in-home care or programs like adult day centers. And before Cascade Healthcare or any American business can carve a niche in the Chinese market, they'll have to help consumers understand what they're offering, since there's no tradition of long-term senior care facilities in the country.
Still four corners. We need one more.
Back at the senior housing near Seattle, a couple of residents are grousing. They're one number away from bingo. In the game, whoever gets the right pattern first wins. It's similar in senior care. It takes the right alignment of real estate, hospitality, healthcare, and culture to make a business successful, whether it's in the U.S. or in China. For NPR News, I'm Ruby DeLuna in Seattle.